Well, good morning once again. Remembrance and remembering is something we all do day to day, whether we're good at it or not. Throughout our days and even the years, we remember birthdays and anniversaries. We have doctors and dentist appointments that we always try to remember. Maybe you bought a ticket to a sporting event or other concert, so you have to remember that to go to that. You have weekly events. Maybe you play softball on Monday nights, or you have a child that plays soccer Thursday nights. So every Thursday, you have to remember to take them to that. And we even have our daily events. Maybe you watch a TV show every day, or I know that some games on your phone, you get little rewards if you play it every day, and you get like a 100-day streak, and you lose and you get very sad. And that ends up, and we end up having these calendars that are full of just dates and events and all this stuff, and they look like a jumbled mess, and you can't even tell what you wrote half the time. But remembering is something that's very important to us in our lives. And we come together every Sunday to worship with each other, and we take this portion of time to remember the sacrifice that Jesus gave to us. And sometimes we do get into this rut of doing it constantly every week. And we do this with a lot of things, but we try and we take this time to specifically remember the sacrifice that was given to us. And we read in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 26, it says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" We come together to remember. And so as we partake of these emblems of his body and his blood, please, as it's often said, forget everything, forget your worries, forget what you're eating for lunch today. Clear your head and remember these things as we remember his sacrifice.